B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:39. Yes, it's the last day of... That would be the 28th.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. As time marches on into March. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Oh, it's kind of hard. There's a lot of stuff happening. Personally, probably glued to the set more than I should be. Are you watching the constant coverage of Ukraine? Can't help myself.
Doom scrolling Twitter.
There's a lot of that. Yeah, well, Putin didn't help yesterday when he put the nuclear forces on alert. So that wasn't fun. But I guess they're going to meet today. See how that goes. But this is crazy.
It's not fun.
It's not fun, but it's fascinating to watch because this is real time. It was never this way. So, historically, you'd have to wait in World War II, you'd wait for the newsreels.
Right, or like Vietnam, they do that. Like
Nightly News with Walter Cronkite.
Now it's just live updates, live video.
Constantly. Yeah, it's something else. You got the Ukraine, so you got to applaud their tenacity.
That president is fascinating.
Isn't he?
I mean, not only was he on like Dancing with the Stars, the Ukrainian Dancing with the Stars, but
he was?
Yeah.
And
he was the voice
comedian.
Of Paddington.
Ah.
The Ukrainian version of the movie Paddington.
Yeah.
So he was the voice of Paddington.
And here he is, brave.
Yeah, and he's also got like, I mean, he's got degrees and like, he's really smart. And then he was a comedian and actor.
Well, they like you said before, they offered him a ride out.
Yeah, the U.S. said, we'll get you out of there. And he said, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition, which I was like, wow.
That's brave.
That's brave.
Right?
I'd be like, I need a ride.
Yeah, I'd be like, I need a ride, a suitcase, one with cash. One
it's
with
just
my...
so scary
it's,
that
it's
their
so
world
scary.
Is upside down right
It
now.
Is. So we hope for the best today. Yeah. I know, like they said, it's going to be 24 hours here to watch because it's intensifying, but maybe the talks will, something will happen there. So just hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sunny and 27 here in the good old USA. Cold tonight, down to 10.
10.
10.
It's winter still.
That's no way to bring in March.
But you know what?
Yeah?
It's getting lighter at night.
You
and
like
it's
it is.
Nice. Like you're 5 o'clock and it's full sunshine. I'm like,
that is nice.
This is great.
I like that. That's good. There you are. Silver lining.
Silver lining.
Can we change the clocks again soon?
I think so.
Yeah, we're going to spring ahead. All right, you check on that, Brian. I will tell you this. Tomorrow it's going to be 40 and Wednesday 43.
Okay.
Then it's going to be in that ballpark for the next few days. And you got it?
March 13th.
March, so it's a week from
Wow.
Next
See,
week.
There you go.
Okay, so there it is. Then you're going to spring ahead. It's all good. And at 8:20 today, somebody's going to win tickets to Journey. Call number 10 at 8:20 when you hear that cue to call. And the big show tonight, you could be there. And it's not just Journey.
It's Journey and Toto, too.
There you go.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The R Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:58. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Monday, February 28th. It's the last day of February.
You betcha.
Time marches on.
Sure does.
Does it?
Yeah.
It sure does. Okay, tickets to Journey front row tonight. Be here at 8:20. Right now, LBF has got the latest.
All right, it's 20 degrees in Boston. It's day 5 of the Russian invasion in Ukraine, and the next 24 hours will be crucial. A new attempt at peace talks in Europe is underway at this hour. Ukraine is demanding an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops. Delegations from both sides are meeting as Ukraine's president calls for immediate membership to the European Union. A pedestrian has serious injuries from being struck by a snowplow in Tewksbury. The unidentified person was walking along Main Street Friday night when the incident happened. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital by ambulance and then flown by helicopter to a Boston trauma center for further care. And the New York Mets are hiring Elizabeth Benn as their new director of Major League Operations. The move makes her the highest-ranking woman to work in baseball operations in the team history. In sports, the Celtics fell to the Pacers 128-107 last night. They take on the Hawks tomorrow, and the Bruins visit the Kings in L.A. tonight. Weather today, sunny to start, then a few afternoon clouds and a high of 27. So it's cold.
Yeah, no, it is cold. It's going to be cold. Down at 10 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. So, I mean, March is in like a lamb.
No,
tomorrow.
Line. lying.
It's coming in like a lamb tomorrow, though.
Why? Oh, it's 40?
40, fine.
Oh, it always tricks you.
Yeah, easy going, right?
then it's like a huge storm, and you're like, what?
Ugh, right now, it's 19 on Boston. Let's check traffic, Brian.
All right, just a couple of problem spots this morning. This is brought to you by Dunkin' Offer.
Yeah, so at 8:20 today, we've worked our way all the way up to the front row with tickets to Journey, your last chance to win them at 8:20. We'll look for, at that time, caller 10, but it's for tonight's show at the Garden. So if you think
you're
available.
It's a good way to kick off a week.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I've never sat front row at a concert.
Me neither. Nope.
No. You know, just look up there and you see those people that look like they're having fun.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice if you're the one having fun?
Yep.
It could happen. At 8:20. Well, not for us.
No, know, not for us.
For somebody who's lucky and caller 10. Yes. That's the way it goes, but we're okay with that.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's going to be sunny today and a high of 27. That is it. Down to 10 tonight. It is 19 right now in Boston.
19.
Last day of February. So we're back on this Monday morning. 8:20. Tickets to Journey. Front row. Be here for that. Had a nice weekend. Did you guys do anything of note?
I did. I went to the Stockyard in Brighton for the first time in my life.
No kidding. How'd you like that?
It was great.
Yeah?
Roomy. It has a real working fireplace. Smells like meat.
I love that.
How are they burning that fireplace?
Yeah. Did you have meat?
No, I had chicken fingers. I had chicken tenders. But loose, yeah, they were really, like, buffalo
really?
Chicken tenders.
Really?
I know, like a little kid. But they were really, really, really good. Lucy had the crispy chicken sandwich, and Dave had the burger, and it was delicious.
How much was your tab?
I didn't pay it. Dave did. I walk away. He's, yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's like, you know, no worries. It's my, like,
it must be nice.
It is nice.
Just get up and walk away.
Just get up and walk away.
I love that.
Nice.
Wow. I'm coming back as you next
right?
life.
Exactly.
Brian, did you get out? Anything?
Yeah, we got out.
Did you go to the Burlington Mall?
We did. We hit the Burlington Mall because I spent the weekend trying to figure out how to charge my new car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one time we had to stop at the Burlington Mall on the way home to charge. What a nice mall.
It
I haven't
is,
been there
right?
in ages.
Sure yeah. is. Yeah.
Oh, they're doing some upgrades.
Yeah, it's way better than the South Shore Plaza. That
is it really?
Dump.
Oh, that's oh my God.
What?
No. Well, that's kind of mean.
Well, it's true.
Well, they got a lot of restaurants there. They have the factory that makes cheesecake.
They should do the same thing down at the South Shore Plaza. I don't know. We didn't get around to that, but it was fun.
You know
time.
What I'm talking
Kids
about.
Enjoyed it. I enjoyed telling my 12-year-old, watching all the teenagers walking around. I said, see, Sam, walking around the mall. This is what teenagers used to do.
Yeah. With phones in their faces, but still they're walking around.
Oh, absolutely. They walked right into you.
So we went to, we were in Linfield. We had dinner with our friends Beth and Bob at Burton's. That was really good.
Yeah.
And then we nightcapped it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We were having so much fun. That's when you know it was a nice night.
You nightcapped it?
When you go for a nightcap with the other couple.
You were so Love Boat right now.
What do you mean?
like you call it a nightcap, I call it a final.
It wasn't final. It was just a nightcap. We capped the night off. That's fine. Anyway, so I ordered a vodka tonic.
Yeah.
And the guy, the bartender, said, what do you want for vodka? And normally I'd say like a Stoli.
Yeah.
But no, not this time, pal.
Yeah, because of the whole Russia thing. People are boycotting Russian vodka.
What else you got? And I think you went Kettle One. That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the Russian vodkas?
I got some news for you,
okay,
everybody.
On
right?
the Stoli.
I mean, I'm here to save the spirits.
Okay.
Only 1.2% of U.S. vodka imports are from Russia. All right? So, like, for example, the most popular vodkas in the United States, Smirnoff, Ciroc, Tito's, Absolut, Svedka, Grey Goose, Sky, and New Amsterdam are not made in Russia. They're made in Sweden, France, the UK, and the United
Smirnoff
States.
Smirnoff is?
Yeah.
It's not even Russian.
No. And also, let me tell you, Stoli, it's tricky.
Right.
Because Stoli is made in Latvia, which is a NATO member country.
Right.
It's owned by a company in Luxembourg that is controlled by Yuri Scheffler, a Russian-born billionaire. Okay. Who left Russia.
Holy cow.
So then it's like it has a whiff of Russia, but it's not necessarily made in Russia. The Russian Standard is the clearly Russian
so
brand.
So that's the one that... What did the guy pour out at the bar in Oregon?
Stoli.
He poured out a Stoli.
So
and
he might have wasted a little bit.
Boy.
I know New Hampshire, they're doing any Russian-made or Russian-branded. vodka.
That's what.
Not in the New Hampshire liquor stores anymore.
They took them out of the liquor stores?
Yes.
Man, they didn't mess around up there. Wow.
No.
What did they do with it?
I don't know. I'd like to find out. Yeah. Anyway, here's Tito's is made in Texas, just
well,
so everyone
you
knows.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yep.
And, well, who among us would pour out their own supply at home of Russian vodka into a glass?
Where am I pouring it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, 622. A man walks down the street. 1057 WRO 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It is 626, February 28th, the last day of February. We're on to March tomorrow. And it's going to be a cold one today. A high of only 27, down to 10 tonight. Yikes. 40 tomorrow, though, so it's just going to be that kind of week. We're going to be in the low 40s and 30s pretty much the next few days. 19 right now in Boston. Hey, a quick shout-out. Last week, if you recall, a listener was coming into town from New Jersey. He listens on the WROR app,
yeah,
which is pretty cool because you can listen to us anywhere, anytime, anyhow. Mm-hmm. And he was looking for our listeners to give him recommendations for restaurants in the North End because he wanted Italian. His name is Steve. And so our listeners just did a ton of recommendations on our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show. So we said, hey, guys, I'm having a great birthday weekend in Boston. Thanks for the shout-out and the Facebook post asking for recommendations for Italian restaurants in the North End. We ended up at Tony and Elaine's.
Oh, okay, great.
Based on your caller's recommendation and listeners' Facebook posts. It's a small, old-school place with red tablecloths, Chianti in wicker bottles, and most importantly, moist meatballs.
That's
and
really not
fresh
a great
pasta.
Way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That was the place that had the picture of Tony sitting there when you Google it.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought you might want to know that. By the way, love you, LBF, and Brian. Thanks for keeping us entertained every weekday morning. And P.S., we totally think LBF could have been a Breck shampoo girl. So there you have it. Okay. From Steve in Jersey.
Thanks, Steve.
During the weekend.
That's funny.
Yep. There you go.
I had some people text me about that.
About being a Breck girl?
Yeah. They're like, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Catch the podcast at WROR.com.
Yeah. So you can hear all about my Breck girl days.
That's it.
Modeling career cut short.
Yeah. You could have been a Breck girl. Mm-hmm. Dang. Okay. Anyway, thanks for the nice note, Steve. We appreciate you checking in with us. Morning Court's coming up next. It's brought to you by 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, mix and match three select grill items or pizza slices for just $3. They'll even throw in a big gulp for free. Offer expires 4/12/22. There you go. At 7-Eleven, Morning Court today is Crystal on the phone. Boy, if Crystal had a crystal ball, she would have seen this coming.
Oh, yeah.
But she did not. She's been dating a guy for 6 months. It's been going great. And then he said, hey, guess what? I'm changing my profile pic.
Really?
But it went to the dogs.
Uh-oh.
So let's see if we can help Crystal out. Is she wasting her time? Morning Court is next. All right, Brian, 629.
Check Your Ride is brought to you by Unbound.org.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to today's plaintiff, Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Okay. You emailed us about your morning court case, and you wanted some advice because you're dating a guy for a few months now and he did something that you aren't sure about, right? So what's going on?
Well, it's been 6 months, so half a year of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been going amazing. We've traveled. I've met his friends and his family, and they like me.
Okay.
He's met my friends and family. They like him. And it's kind of been like this movie magic romance. It's going really, really wonderful.
Okay. Well, then what's the problem?
I don't know if I'm out of my mind, but he calls me the other day and tells me he changed his profile pic.
Yeah.
Now, I'm all excited because I'm thinking, like, this means we're official. You know, he wants to share me with the world, mm-hmm. and we're going to be in this photo together.
Yeah. This would be the first time that he went public with you as a profile. Okay.
Which I kind of thought he'd do a while ago because we've got so many great photos, but whatever. So he calls me. He says, I changed my profile pic. Go check it out. I go online. I click on it, and it's a picture of him with his dog.
Okay.
And are you anywhere to be seen?
No, I'm not even there.
Whoa.
Like, no.
Just his dog after 6 months.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, boy. So I guess, Crystal, we need to know what did he change it from?
It was a pic of him in his car.
Him in his car. Was the dog in the car?
Yeah. No.
All right. So he's having a hard time getting around to it. So did you say anything to him?
Well, like, I think it's important to, like, communicate.
Right.
So I called him up, and I was like, what's up with this? Why is it you and your dog and not me and you? And that's when things got weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa, you know I love my dog. You're overreacting. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're on my profile pic.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. So he's starring in your profile pic, mm-hmm. but you're second fiddle to a dog on his. Uh-oh.
Exactly. Like, if I went on his profile and looked at it, I wouldn't know he has a girlfriend.
Oh.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
You know, okay. He has a dog friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he says I'm sensitive.
Yeah, I don't know if you're being too sensitive. It's 6 months in, it seems, and you've already changed yours. How long did it take you for you to put his up?
First month.
Okay.
All right, okay.
I like it.
That's commitment.
All right, so you put it out there.
I knew it.
Right, you've been waiting 5 months for him to do it, and he changes to his dog. All right, guys. So we'll see. Those famous red flags are waving.
Mm-hmm.
Or are they? Yeah. Or are we taking it too seriously? You know,
okay.
All it is a profile picture. At the end of the day.
And I like dogs. Just to be clear.
Yeah. Yeah, but come on.
Well, they say in Hollywood, don't compete with babies and dogs. You know. You can't.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. So. True.
Okay. Hey, Crystal. Why don't you sit tight? Keep the radio on. And we'll take some calls from listeners to see if there are red flags. Are you being overly sensitive or is he being insensitive? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Thank you, Crystal. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. All right. Do you see any red flags for Crystal or is it he likes his dog and he's didn't put a lot of thought into it? Or is that a red flag? So
right.
We'll see what folks think. 888-410-1057. Okay. Let's see what we can do to help this girl out. After all, it's been 6 months. 6 months!
That's a long time.
It's not just been 1 week.
No.
Six months.
6 months.
Yep. It's been 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Bare Naked Ladies. And 1 week. Well, it's been 6 months for Crystal and her boyfriend. And she just called us on Morning Court because I guess he changed his profile pic. And it wasn't to her. It was to his dog. And she's not sure if that's a red flag. I said, let's just take it to court.
Yeah, sure.
Crystal, see what our listeners think at 888-410-1057. Dama. Good morning, Dama. What do you think about Crystal's case today? Good morning.
Way oversensitive.
Way oversensitive.
Maybe a little insecure. Mm-hmm. And he also might be a little bit insecure with his, wanting to put out that he has in a relationship, kind of wants to leave that loose end so that if things don't go right, he can't say, the whole picture thing is just silly. Anyhow, I would never put my picture up after 6 months with the boyfriend that I had.
You
really?
Wouldn't?
Wow, okay.
You wouldn't?
No,
okay.
I wouldn't.
But she did already,
I know. But things can tend to go sour after the 6 month period over any little thing such as this.
Yeah.
It's just
don't be oversensitive. Okay. Thank you,
Dama.
Appreciate that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Have a great day. Yeah, maybe she's being oversensitive. All right, Dave, what do you think?
Social media is going to be the death of us. No red flags whatsoever.
Just relax.
Just relax.
Okay.
You know, I always say the more people I meet, the more I like dogs. So, you know, she's not in the picture.
All right, Dave.
She's just not in the picture. Oh, my God.
All right, Dave. Good advice. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right.
Let's say hi to Kathy this morning. Any red flags, Kathy?
Yeah, I just think that the young lady that called in should just calm down and just not act react so badly, because it, to me, it makes her look desperate.
Right.
Like, he called her and said, hey, check out my picture, because clearly he thought it was a nice picture of him and his dog. You know, come on, chill out. Don't be desperate.
Right. That's good advice.
Like, yeah, just relax.
Play a little harder to get.
I think so. I may not understand the whole culture, though, so bear that in mind.
Well, that's why we wanted to throw it out there, because it's a brave new world.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know,
I'm not sure how brave it is. But
back in the 50s, when someone would give you their pin or their ring,
yeah,
putting up a social media post, including the significant other, is the new pinning.
Oh, it is.
That's, yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's been pinned.
She's been.
Well, she wants to be
pinned. She wants to be pinned.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Wow. Got it. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Kathy. You got it now?
Well put, Bob.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah, you know. It's the new.
All right. Just, you know, like, okay, a little ring, a little, like, you know, just it shows commitment.
Got it. Okay. All right. Fine. Is she being oversensitive? 888-410-1057. Hey, we're just trying to make her feel better.
Are we doing that? Let's call her oversensitive.
Yeah, I don't think we are. But maybe somebody can give her some advice that's useful, other than relax. Okay, that's not always the best advice.
No.
You know what I mean?
Don't tell me to relax.
No, I know. Then nothing gets done. 888-410-1057. What do you think? Sadie Zamora, good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's a flock of seagulls. I ran. Hey, 8:20 today. Somebody is going to win front row tickets to Journey. Details are coming up right now. LBF has the latest at 6:57.
Hey, it's 18 degrees in Boston. The temperature keeps dropping. It's day 5 of the Russian invasion in Ukraine, and the next 24 hours will be crucial. A new attempt at peace talks in Europe is underway at this hour. Ukraine is demanding an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops. Delegations from both sides are meeting as Ukraine's president calls for immediate membership to the European Union. A Winchester man faces a possible sentence of decades in prison after being found guilty of federal COVID relief fraud. Elijah Boy was convicted for submitting 6 fraudulent SBA loan applications when he falsified the number of employees at his company. He received $2 million in loans, although the government has recovered most of the money. And the cast of CODA is showing the progress Hollywood has made with representation at the SAG Awards. The film about a deaf family took home Best Movie last night. Jessica Chastain snagged Best Actress, and Will Smith won for Best Actor.
And it takes place. Did they actually film in Gloucester?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they used a local fisherman's boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. It's on Apple.
I think it's Apple TV.
Yes, and it's really, really good. In sports, the Celtics fell to the Pacers 128-107 last night. They take on the Hawks tomorrow, and the Bruins visit the Kings at LA tonight. Weather today, sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds, a high of 27.
There you have it. Okay, it's 6:58. See how the roads are going this Monday morning, Brian.
Couple of problem spots is brought to you by Staples Store.
Don't forget, 8:20 today, we're going to put somebody in the front row to the Journey concert. It is tonight at TD Garden. Of course, Toto will be opening for them, so you get Toto 2 plus Journey from the front row. All you got to do is be listening at 8:20. We're going to give somebody the shot of being caller number 10. And there you have it.
There you have it.
Plans tonight. Leave your plans open, because you could be seeing Journey. That'd be real fun. Okay, excuse me, that's at 8:20. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk, calling all Jeopardy fans. All Jeopardy fans, because we're going to talk to one of the greats, a 12-time Jeopardy winner, Austin Rogers. You remember Austin? He was that quirky guy. It was a bartender from New York who made all these weird, you know, facial and physical expressions.
Yeah. Oh, crazy gestures.
Great. Yeah. He was just a lot of fun. So he's got a book out. I think you're going to love this book, LBF, because it's going to be a source for you. That's the ultimate book of pub trivia, by the smartest guy in the bar. You'll be able to use that for your super smart questions.
Two of my favorite words, pub and bar.
Yes. So Austin's a lot of fun. He's going to give us a call and talk to us about his Jeopardy experience, how he feels Jeopardy is now. Plus, we're going to ask him, who are the two Jeopardy people he would not want to be up against?
Oh, okay.
Let's see what he says about that. That is coming up next. Don't miss it.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, this morning is one of my favorite all-time Jeopardy players, Mr. Austin Rogers. Good morning, Austin.
Hey, good morning, Bob, Lauren, Brian.
Thanks for calling. I love this. Now, you have a new book out. It's called The Ultimate Book of Pub Trivia by the smartest guy in the bar, Austin Rogers. And LBF has her hands on it.
I do. I love it. I'm learning so much.
What's the deal with the book, Austin?
Well, I've been hosting Pub Quiz for 15 years, and I got a book deal. And they're like, well, why don't we do a pub trivia book? I'm like, all right, great. So I took my 85,000 original questions, and I winnowed them down to the 3,000 that you have in your hand right now. And it's just sort of curated little arcs of trivia.
It's fun. So you could use it, for trivia with friends and family. We could steal here at the radio station.
We sure could.
Lauren is going through those as we speak. LBF, how many questions are in this book?
I mean, a ton of them. 3,000 questions.
So where do they come from?
I've been hosting Pub Quiz forever. I've written 85,000 questions.
Off the top of your head.
No. Everything is carefully calculated because the way a trivia round should work is each round should encapsulate one sort of subject matter, but each quiz, each trivia game should bounce around to give the most diverse and the most comprehensive team a chance to win.
Mm-hmm. So that's how
if I'm going to do,
So it's not all World War II for Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, this is
bingo,
great.
Bingo. Right. I'm going to do round one on the Bruins, I'm making some Boston Bros wicked happy, right? Yeah. But you know who's not going to be happy? Sully's girlfriend, all right? So I'm going to make the next round on Taylor Swift.
LBF's happy.
Because he knows nothing on Taylor Swift.
No, I got nothing.
But yeah, Lauren's happy.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're drinking and we're having food. It's fun.
This guy's good.
We drink, we're having fun. And then we wrap it off with world capitals. Now everyone's disappointed. Except for that one super nerd.
That's
fantastic.
That is so true. Good job, Austin.
Austin,
I give you the kick of endorphins there, and then I give everyone the common enemy in me.
That's right. That trivia guy, Austin Rogers. Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings, I love this, says there are probably people who know more about trivia than Austin Rogers, and maybe even a few who know more about bars, LBF, but I can't think of anyone who knows more about both. I love it. So what is the deal with that? You've had a career in the pubs.
That's a classic backhanded Ken compliment where he says there's quite a few people who know more about trivia than Austin. And there's quite a few people, yes, thank you, Ken. And I thought it was hysterical. Ken is the greatest guy on earth, and he's doing a fantastic job hosting Jeopardy right now.
We love him as a host. But Austin, you're ninth all-time now in the winnings. I think Amy Schneider just got by you there recently. But still, top 10 all-time. And I got to say, and Brian, you're a big Jeopardy fan watcher too. Do you think he's one of the most fun guys to watch, Austin?
You're the most memorable.
Yeah, you had a certain style about you that made it fun.
Well, you know, a little of it was improvised because when you're staring at that red light on stage, it's like, and a bartender from New York who's 9-day cash winnings, and you're like, what am I doing with my eyes, my hands, my mouth, my everything?
Right.
You sit there with that fake grin the whole time.
Yeah.
But it happens so quickly that you forget that red light is coming up again and go, oh my God, I didn't think of something to do. And you're like, all right, a yo-yo.
Here we go. So he would just play yo.
That's fantastic.
This book is cool. Where can people get it, by the way?
I'd appreciate if you bought it local. Please go to your local store. Keep your money in your community. I mean, if you're in Boston, Friday, I'm going to be at Porter Square Books doing a trivia event. So why don't you buy it there?
Ooh, that's terrific.
Friday, Porter Square Books. Come check me out. Hang out with me.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
Hey, what's the best thing, besides the book and the money, what's the best way your life has changed since winning on Jeopardy?
You know, it's really great meeting new people all the time. Here's a funny one. I could be walking down the street in Manhattan if I'm not wearing my mask, and a taxi will go by and I'll hear, "Hey, Jeopardy!"
That's awesome.
That's funny.
They don't know my name. But I get a nice Doppler effect of, "Hey, Jeopardy!"
Hey, look, we're talking to Austin Rogers, of course, Jeopardy fan, but also the author of a new book, The Ultimate Book of Pub Trivia by the smartest guy in the bar. Hey, Austin, I put you on the spot. Of all the current Jeopardy players, who would you not want to face the most? You know what I mean?
Oh, they're all better than me.
Give me the two that you don't want to be up against. Give me two you don't want to be up against.
I want to be up against James, and I don't want to be up against Amy. They are juggernauts. They're unstoppable. James obviously has the crazy betting strategy, so he can dominate you early. Mm. And Amy just has the win after win after win after win after win.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a crapshoot. One can win more games. One can win more money. Either of them can beat you into submission.
Yeah. Wow. I couldn't agree more. Those two are fantastic.
That's great.
Hey, Austin, it was great talking to you. We know we have what's called in radio a hard out, so we got to let you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any final questions? Radio. Do you have final Jeopardy questions?
I have no final Jeopardy questions. I have no Daily Double. I got nothing.
Where can we meet him again?
Porter Square Books in Boston on Friday, March 4th.
That sounds great. Thank you, Austin. Good luck with the book. It's The Ultimate Book of Pub Trivia by the smartest guy in the room. It was a pleasure talking with you, Austin.
Bob, Lauren, Brian, let's go Yankees!
Wrong
answer.
Man. See you, Austin.
We thought we had him.
Yeah, Yankee fan. Nice guy, nonetheless.
Nice guy, yes.
Set that aside. Friday night, it's at Porter Square Books, 7 o'clock. You can be there. It'd be fun.
He's delightful.
He's fun. He's smart. He was always one of the more fun players.
Yes.
Like Amy, say what you will about her. She was, like he said, just a machine.
Yeah.
But you never got that fun feel.
Jeopardy's really not known for their contestants' personalities.
Yeah, no, they don't.
So that's why he stands out.
Well, that's true. Anyway, good talking to him. You'll enjoy the book because you'll use it for Super Smart.
Oh, sure will.
At 8:05, won't
yep.
you?
I will.
Stick
I have.
One of those up. That'll be fun. All right, it's 7:19. Blondie. Love it, Bob. LBF for Brian. 7:26. Cold in Boston. A high of 27 today. Still just 19. Allow me to make a observation, please. And I now...
I have a choice.
No. Well, don't you like that I say allow me?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Please, allow me to make an observation. And see if you've noticed this as well. There's more TV ads featuring dogs and cats than ever before. Right? Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't.
Here's why I notice.
Okay.
One of my two dogs... Shiloh watches way too much TV.
Okay.
And we can't get her to stop.
Screen time. She needs a little...
I'm telling you. We'll sit, we'll watch a show, and you look at her, and she's looking at the TV. She's like, well, you two are. Why shouldn't I?
Right.
And as soon as a dog pops up on the screen, she loses it, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering if anybody listening has the same thing with their dogs. Does your dog watch TV, Brian?
No, she actually waits till we start watching TV, then she has to go out.
Oh, yeah, that other kind. Yeah. So she'll bark and go bananas, right? And I've noticed there's more. Why do they put dogs on every commercial now? Now I figured out or found out. They just did a survey, apparently. This new study looked at consumers' decision-making skills when they viewed an ad featuring a dog or a cat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they used the recall versus a commercial without a dog or a cat. And guess what? Overwhelmingly, the findings show people more likely to take risks such as volatile stock options or even bet more money with dogs with dogs are in the commercial.
Yeah.
So you're paying attention.
That's why I fast forward. There's more
But I'm serious. I wonder if anybody else has a dog that watches TV like Shiloh does. It is insane. We can't even watch TV anymore without it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, well. it's getting crazy. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gang. Yeah, so I have an 18-month-old German Shepherd, and she loves Below Zero, number one, which is one of those Alaskan shows.
Right.
when the dog sleds go out.
Oh.
Oh.
We videotape her. She's glued to the floor on her butt, staring at the TV. And the Chewy commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is that Northern show with old Game Wardens up in New Hampshire. The anytime there's a dog out, sniff.
Does your dog bark at him, though, Sean?
Oh, yeah. All the
crazy.
Time. All the time. I mean, it's comical to watch.
It really is funny. And here's the thing I always ask her.
I'm like, dog?
Yeah, I ask Shiloh.
Does she answer back?
Well, you know, kind of. I say, look, I don't get it. You bark if there's a dog in the house, but how about all those people in my house on
right.
TV?
Yeah.
No, didn't care.
No,
right?
Exactly. She doesn't care. No.
Don't care.
In fact, the puppy bowl. The puppy bowl.
Oh, don't you? That's just.
Yeah, the video. We videotaped the puppy bowl because now we can play it back for her again.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're crazy.
That's sweet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we definitely lost our mind.
Just leave her alone. Thanks, Sean. I'm glad it's not just us. It is nuts. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I...
Doesn't care about the people in the
Norman
commercials.
Poor Dead Norman didn't watch TV, and yeah, he certainly doesn't now.
Hence Dead Norman.
Yeah.
All right, Morning Cord's coming up next. Crystal, well, speaking of dogs.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all come together here,
oh, I
if
see.
You allow me. Dating a guy who changed his profile picture after 6 months, and guess who's not starring in that profile pic? Crystal.
Oh.
But a dog is. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll see what... we can do to help Crystal out. She's a little taken aback by it. Morning Court is coming up next. All right, Brian, what do you got?
We got a couple new problems coming in. Okay, this is brought to you by Duncan. Here are the problems right now.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Steve Perry and O'Sherry. Hey, just a quick reminder, 8:20, tickets to the front row to see Journey tonight at the Garden with Toto. That'd be a great show. Toto.
Yeah.
You get that. They open, do all their great stuff, and Journey hit after hit. So at 8:20, someone's going to win tickets. Call number 10 is going to win them. So be here for that.
That's fun. That's a great way to kick off a week.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
So I can't wait. Give away the front row. That's at 8:20. Morning Court today, we talked to Crystal. She upset her boyfriend's 6 months into it. He's never featured her in his profile pic. First it was the car. Now it's the dog. All right. So let's see. She thinks... It's time he changes that, but he doesn't think so. What do you think, Paula?
Good morning. I think guys are a little different when it comes to things like that and Facebook and showing their feelings. And I think she needs to relax and not make a big deal out of it.
Chillax.
Yeah, just, you know.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Come on. This is Facebook we're talking about. It's not real.
Right.
Yeah, you got to remind yourself of that sometimes.
She called this in a hot moment. You know what I mean?
It causes trouble.
Okay, so just relax. Don't say anything.
Relax, honey.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Don't say a word.
Tell him how great his dog is.
Yeah, move on.
Love it. More of that, please.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it. I like the way you're playing, Paula. That's good. Very good. Okay, we'll pass it on.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Paula. Hey, Tim, what's your thoughts on this boyfriend of Crystal's?
Now, if you said, hey, check out my Facebook page, thinking it's going to be her picture, it's one thing. If he says to her, hey, I changed my Facebook picture because he likes his dog. Okay, maybe what she should do is change her Facebook picture and see how he reacts.
I think that's exactly what's good for the goose is good for the...
Gander.
The gander.
Gander, oh.
Yeah, that'd be the female goose.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, Tim. Good advice.
That's good advice.
I think it's a good idea. Just change yours.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
What?
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
See what
how
happens.
Do you like it?
Have a great day.
I love that argument.
Christine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what advice do you have today for our caller, Crystal?
I think it's not just the picture on Facebook. I think that it's her internal radar saying there's something up, and I think she should listen to it. There's a great YouTuber, Dr. Romani, who talks about characteristics of personalities. And I think that if she watches her, she'll see lots of red flags and have a few aha moments.
Well, repeat her name again, Dr. what?
Romani, R-O-M-A-N-I.
Okay.
And she does great videos on people that have personality traits that are definitely red flags. And
which one does that
I
sound
think
like?
That her internal radar is definitely telling her something.
Right. So to Dr. Romani and to you think what, he is self-centered or?
I don't want to put a diagnosis to her, but I say to him, but I think that, he could be probably a little bit narcissistic, but the fact that she says that the whole romance was just a whirlwind and everything was just spectacular from the beginning, sometimes those are traits that you're really good at.
All right.
So. But you're no YouTube doctor.
Yeah.
No.
No, she's not Dr. Ramani. No, that's Christine.
No. Yeah, right.
All right, Christine.
It's based actually on family members, but it definitely applies to relationships as well.
Well, let's put it this way. LBF is already deep diving.
I'm already on it.
Yeah, so, yeah, fine.
She's got a ton of videos.
She has tons of videos, and she's actually very down to earth, and she's very easy to listen to, and they're quick. They're like 12 minutes long. And,
oh, perfect.
And all different topics. And,
well, thank you, Christine.
Or maybe she'll be with you guys.
Kind of have a revamp of her.
Yeah, right. Give her some food for thought. And who doesn't want that? Okay.
I love food.
Thanks, Christine. Right. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, 888-410-1057. Most people say relax, but then, she thinks it could be a personality disorder.
Right.
That's what Christine said. So, you know, sooner or later, 6 months in, now we're time to blank or get off the pot, right? You know what I mean?
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Right?
One way of putting
it. Yeah, okay. 888-410-1057. Phones are open. Here we go.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it is. And it's sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. There's $1,000 waiting for Julie this morning from Seabrook. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for playing Super Smart. So you're at school now?
I am. I work at Triton High School. Shout out to Triton.
All right.
Okay. Where's that? Is that in Seabrook?
It's in Byfield, Mass.
Ah. Okay. What do you do there?
I do the attendance.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Present.
Any absentees today?
Yeah.
First day back from vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nobody wants to come back.
All right, Julie. You know how Super Smart works. You get $1,000 if you get all 10 of LBF's questions correct, okay?
Okay.
And remember, say pass if you're not sure about a question. We'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Here we go. Julie from Seabrook.
What is 9 plus 8?
17.
What date denotes a leap year?
What 8?
What date denotes a leap year?
29.
Who wrote the poem The Road Not Taken?
Pass.
When you think something's easy, you might say piece of what?
Cake.
What Boston Celtics nickname is the truth?
Jeff.
What kind of spirit is used in a dark and stormy?
Whiskey.
What car is the ultimate driving machine?
Ultimate driving machine. Pass.
Call Me Ishmael is the opening line to what novel?
Moby Dick.
What were the dolls in the novel Valley of the Dolls referring to?
Cheerleaders?
If you suffer from diplopia, what do you have?
Pass.
Oh, we ran out of time.
Yeah. You got four right, Julie.
Passed a lot.
You passed a lot. So, all right, here's what you passed on. You missed. Okay.
Who wrote the poem The Road Not Taken? Robert Frost. Boston Celtics nickname The Truth, Paul Pierce. Rum is used in a dark and stormy.
Would that be a dark rum, right?
Yeah, like a Gosling's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What car is the ultimate driving machine? BMW. In the book, The Valley of the Dolls, the dolls referred to pills. And if you suffer from diplopia, you have double vision.
Can you repeat that?
They were a little hard.
Julie, they were hard. I got to be honest with you. I was playing along, and I got about half right myself. He's tough.
Well, okay. I mean, am I tough? Okay.
I'm not sure that makes you feel better. Yeah. But Julie, this probably will. You ready?
Yeah.
How about a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop? How's that sound?
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Just for playing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, stock up on healthy snacks at Stop and Shop. Feed the moment, as they say. Julie, it's great playing with you. Thank you for listening. And down the road, you want to try again, just sign up and play at WROR.com, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Julie. Bye-bye. Yeah, those were tough, LBF. Julie's not wrong there.
Sorry, sometimes Monday I'm not in the groove, and sometimes I go a little bit hard.
Go a little hard.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go so hard.
I'm sorry. Okay, bye. All right? What do you want from me? I was inspired by the very difficult Ultimate Book of Pub Trivia.
By Austin Rogers, right?
So.
All right, Julie's happy. She got a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Sign up to play at WROR.com. Your shot at $1,000. All right, Brian, let's check traffic at 8:10.
All right, here's Just the Problem Spots. This is brought to you by the Ad Council.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, Morning Court today, we spoke with Crystal, who's she's a little nervous because she's been seeing a guy for 6 months, and he's never put her on his profile pic.
Yeah.
That's a big problem for her. And then he called her recently and said, hey, check out my new profile pic. And she thought, well, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. Finally, I'm on it. Nope. He put his dog up instead.
A dog. Who's the dog in this scenario?
Well, let's find out. So she called for some advice. And is she being overly sensitive, or are there red flags a-waving? Let's start with you. Nathan, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm actually happy you guys are bringing up this topic, because I think this whole topic can be a relationship killer. And I just think, like, females take this profile pic stuff and status incredibly too seriously. I really do. Like, think about when, like, before social media, what did we do? There was trust in a relationship. If somebody said, hey, you have a girlfriend, you didn't go, wait a minute, let me check my profile pic to make sure.
Well, wait, but there were ways to check. Like, yeah. I remember dating a guy in high school, and clatter rings were the thing.
Clatter rings.
And if you turned your clatter ring inside out, you were single, but if the heart was facing in, you were taken.
Oh.
So there are always tells, you know what I'm saying? And now we've moved on from rings to Instagram.
Okay. All right, Nathan.
But us females are sensitive.
It's just a new topic to make people paranoid in relationships.
No, I agree, Nathan. That's why I said it's a new, brave new world. I'm not sure how brave it is, but it's certainly new, and it's something that people are dealing with out there.
You just want people to pay attention to.
Poor guy's expecting his girlfriend to be like, oh, that's a cute pic of you and your dog, and instead it's an issue.
She calls a radio station. My God.
Well, the dog wasn't going to call.
Yeah, I hope it works out, but it definitely is an unneeded stressor in a relationship.
Thanks,
Nathan. I went through it myself. So.
Okay. Thanks, Nathan. Good
Bye-bye.
Advice.
Thanks.
Man. Tell her to calm down. Hi, Elaine. Thanks for calling. What do you say?
I say that it's not so much that he took the picture with the dog, but it's about how he reacted to it when she told him she was upset about it. Then he didn't do anything about it. I think that's the biggest red flag there is. I mean, they could take a picture of the dog and them, or, you know, so that's what I think.
I'm just reading her email. She said, I confronted him. Like, he was like, whoa, you know I love my dog. What's the big deal?
Right.
And he called her sensitive, I guess. So that's your problem. Your opinion is that you have a problem with his reaction.
You know, over time, if you bring up something where you're upset about something and someone says, that's your problem, that's a problem. You know, it's like we got to understand each other, right?
Right. So what do you think she ought to do, Elaine?
I don't know. I didn't get married until I was 44, so. And when
smart.
I finally told the guy I married that I was upset about something, he showed up with 2 dozen roses, so.
That's, you know what? That's what you want.
Oh.
If you're upset, you want somebody to, like, take care of your emotions.
So you
exactly.
said blank or get off the pot.
Well, just be, like, a little respectful. If it's upsetting her, then show up with some roses.
Yeah.
And say sorry and then change your profile picture. Otherwise,
yeah.
he's really not interested in her.
Yeah. I think you're right.
If he's really worried about keeping her,
yeah.
he would change the photo.
Yep.
Right. He would
you're
change
right.
the photo. So I think for her, I don't think it's about, you know, your intuitions telling you something. I think his actions told you something
yes.
and you have to heed them or not. And if you're the type of person that needs someone to really, you know, worry about your feelings and take care of them, then he's not the right guy.
He's not the right guy. Well. Elaine says cut your losses. Right, Elaine?
Yeah. All right. You know, she can
wait
to be 44 to get married if she wants to.
Well, how,
I wouldn't.
How's it working out for you?
It's working out great.
Well, look at that.
How long have you been married?
17 years.
Oh, see, you made a great choice.
That's awesome.
I love it.
I did.
Yeah, you got to wait around sometimes. You know what? You do. Yeah.
Well, you do have to sift through.
Yeah, you
right?
do. And the you just got to get, yeah, you just don't want to settle.
You know, it's like clamming. Right?
You is just, it really?
I mean, you have to
yeah,
be you.
Get,
you. And if you
it
can't
is.
Find it, right.
You get in the bogs, you know, you get your feet dirty. And
when do you clam?
Okay.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I didn't, like, bump into your waiters when I went to your house. anyway, sorry, we're on a tangent.
No, that's okay.
But you know what we're trying to say, right? I mean, you got to go through the muck
yeah.
to get the clam.
The clam. Okay.
That's a great metaphor.
You have such a weird way of doing things, Bob, but that's all right. We
it's
understand.
Radio. All I can do is paint you pictures. I can't take
oh,
you
Oh, okay.
There.
All right, Da Vinci.
Elaine, I'm glad you called. You're probably not, but thank you, okay?
No, I am. Thank you very much.
Right.
I never called before, so.
Wow.
Oh, well, thanks for calling.
Well, this must have touched a nerve, and I love it. Okay.
It did.
Please call again. We're
thanks,
not
Elaine.
Weird.
Call anytime, okay?
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
I'm just saying, you got to go through the muck to get...
I know exactly okay. what you're saying, but I'm just wondering, yeah. like, you know, old man in the sea over here, when you're clamming, it's like clamming, okay?
Don't you clam when you go to the Cape?
No, I go to a restaurant that clams.
So we're at a restaurant now, huh?
they slam the restaurants, I didn't realize that. You don't have to go get your own, huh? All right, fine. Just painting pictures.
Oh,
all
painting
do.
Pictures with Bob.
All right, somebody's got front row to
Journey. Bob Ross over here.
Journey, live at the Garden, February
28th. ROR, good morning.
Good morning. Am I the right caller?
You are the right
you
caller.
Are.
You're caller 10.
You're on front row to Journey. Woohoo!
Karen, congratulations.
Awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Thank you. That is so cool.
It is tonight. You can make it, right?
Oh, I can make it.
You better after all that excitement. Yeah, and Toto, too.
Know, right?
Don't forget, okay?
So cool. That is so awesome.
Well, Karen, who's
so excited.
Who's your lucky date tonight?
I don't know. Hopefully my friend Michelle.
Well, Michelle, if you're listening,
yeah.
calling Michelle. Yeah, Karen, we're so excited. Where are you from, by the way?
I live in Weymouth.
Weymouth. Okay, well then, the last question is, what is the number one station to listen to in the morning and all day long?
105.7, my favorite.
Good That's job, perfect. Karen.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys. Have a great day.
Okay, you go call Michelle.
She's excited.
See if she wants to go. That's tonight.
I know, it's awesome.
Front row concert to see Journey, Toto. It's going to be just a great time for her, so we're excited.
I'm excited for her.
Love how happy she is.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Front row, that's like amazing.
What a great job. When you think about our, you know, what we get to do here, make people happy like that. Look
yes,
at us.
Look at us.
Just making it rain, right? Front row.
Making it rain.
Right? You know? Come on. That's a nice job we
that
have.
That is.
Here.
It is.
People call, boom, screaming, happy.
Screaming
what other
people.
Job can you do that besides your husband's job at the lottery? Other than that.
That's true.
Right?
That is true.
I mean,
really, making people happy.
That's what we do. That's our whole J-O-B, and we're happy to do it. So thank you, Karen, everybody else who's going to go to the show tonight. We gave away a bunch of tickets, and you can still get them, too, as well. All right, Brian, let's take a look at traffic. It's 8:38.
All right, just some of the problem spots. This is brought to you by Duncan.
Okay, so the winning continues.
Sure does.
We got now we're moving from Journey to Rod Stewart this week.
Wow.
Pretty good, right?
Okay.
So listen for a chance to win tickets to see Rod Stewart at Xfinity Center. That's going to be August 12th this summer. Special guest Cheap Trick. So every winner qualifies for a dinner at Aviva Trattoria and a seat upgrade. Okay, you can also win tickets at WROR.com to see Rod Stewart. Now, J-Bo has your first chance today to win tickets. This afternoon.
And you can go to WROR.com and enter to win other tickets to awesome concerts like Daryl Hall. And he'll be here April 11th. Paul McCartney at Fenway in June, and Jimmy Buffett at Xfinity in August.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just enter online to win those.
Great shows. McCartney, Daryl Hall, Jimmy Buffett. It's all at WROR.com. Couldn't
we're
make
awesome.
It, making it rain, right?
Yeah.
Making it rain.
That's what we're doing, Bob.
Can I have a woo-hoo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, woo-hoo. Okay, fine. All right. That's the worst woo-hoo I've ever heard. But that's fine. Okay, so yeah, go to WROR.com and you get a chance and register for those great tickets. But J-Bo Jones this afternoon will give somebody a chance to win those, or somebody is going to win tickets to see Rod Stewart and then qualify for the upgrade, the dinner, all that good stuff. And for a bonus, again, go to WROR.com, sign up there for another chance to win.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.